AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. President Biden is in Milwaukee tonight. He'll take part in a televised town hall to discuss the administration's progress on vaccine distributions and push for his $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. Some communities that were ramping up vaccination efforts are now hindered by the fierce winter storm that's frozen much of the country. 16 deaths are blamed on icing conditions, house fires, and improper methods of heating homes. Millions of people have no electric power tonight. In Galveston, Texas, the medical examiner is requesting a mobile morgue. When asked why, responding that welfare checks on people in freezing homes are not going well. Houston's Public Works Director's warning about treacherous travel.
We will begin to see some of those areas where the roads are still wet. They will freeze back up. And so we need to make sure that people stay off these roads.
Three people died in a tornado that struck a seaside town in Brunswick County, North Carolina. And a tornado has been confirmed in Damascus County in Georgia. A Mississippi Congressman, Benny Thompson, is using an act created to stop the Ku Klux Klan to sue Donald Trump for last month's Capitol incursion, accusing Trump of conspiring with far-right extremists. Donald Trump has issued a scathing response to criticism he's received from Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
President Trump is practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of the day.
In a statement released by his political action committee, Trump says Mitch is a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack, and if Republican senators are going to stay with him, they will not win again. McConnell made his statement Saturday on the Senate floor after he joined 42 other Republicans to acquit Trump of inciting the January 6th riot. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Stocks were mixed today. This is AP News. California's governor celebrating the opening of two federally operated vaccine centers in Los Angeles and Oakland and says coronavirus cases are coming down.
Business is already starting to take shape.
Governor Gavin Newsom says California's COVID numbers are improving, including test results. A month ago, 11.4% were coming up positive. Now
it's down to 3.5%.
And that's taking some pressure off.
39% reduction in the number of people hospitalized.
Newsom says state and local officials are building out a robust vaccine distribution system.
So when the spigot of supply turns back on with J&J and more Moderna, more Pfizer, that we have no limitations.
I'm Ben Thomas.
An audit finds the Federal Emergency Management Agency paid for hotel rooms that went unused and may have overpaid room taxes, providing shelter in 2017 to thousands of people who had been displaced by hurricanes and fires. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.